into the garbage, you flyboy!
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
So this week we were suffering from a bout of what are we going to talk about?
I was going to say we were suffering from a bout of life events.
Well, yes. No, I mean that I think goes. Yes.
Basically, yeah, we both had a week.
We've had a week. I think everybody's had a week. Hopefully all of our listeners are doing okay with all of the, you know, the panic that is going on with, you know, I hope you all have your toilet paper because certainly there's none in my hometown anymore.
Anywhere.
But we were thinking about, like, what are we going to talk about? We've already talked about what's going to be coming up in Star Wars with our High Republic episode. Can't really talk more about Rise of Skywalker until it comes out next week, so.
And we're going to do Clone Wars at the end of the arcs.
Yes.
So we've got another one coming up.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about? Well, let's talk about the movies that we already have. Now, I think we've, in the past, had some discussions about movies that we like, but let's sit down and actually, like, dig into what we love, what we don't love.
Favorites, least favorites.
So I think probably the most fun is to start with our least favorite.
Okay, I can start with least favorite. So we're going to do what, bottom three?
Let's do the bottom three, yeah.
All right, least favorite. See, now we basically came up with this idea about 30 seconds ago.
Yes, we did.
So I haven't thought this through real hard. I know my favorites. Mm-hmm. I do not know my least favorites.
Do you want to start with the favorites and then
no, because then we get to end on the good note.
That's fair. Okay, well, I will start because I know what my least favorite Star Wars movie is, and I don't think it will come as too much of a shock to any of our listeners that have been listening to us for the last couple of months. My least favorite is The Rise of Skywalker. I'm sorry to those people who like it. I've tried with this movie. I watched it, I think, 3 times in the theaters. And the first time I saw it, as we said on the reactions podcast to that, I was immediately texting Sarah and it was just like, I do not know what I thought of this movie.
No, and that's fair. Rise of Skywalker sits solidly in the middle for me.
Okay.
I mean, maybe low middle, but solid middle. I don't love it. I don't hate it.
But after I saw it the second time, the shock had worn off and I could enjoy it the second time I watched it. I enjoyed it for what it was. But then the third time I went and saw it, I'm like, oh, no. Like, I actually don't like this.
Okay.
So it's just, it feels so disjointed and it kind of spoils the stuff that came before it. So, yeah, that one for me.
Okay.
And I know, like, that's, I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked that I've reached a point in Star Wars where The Phantom Menace isn't my least favorite.
I think my least favorite, at least today, because this all changes on a day-to-day basis.
Oh yeah.
My least favorite is Solo. I don't think it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie at all. I just didn't connect with it one bit.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's, and not all movies are geared towards every person. So I only saw it once. My opinion might change with more viewings. But I also had no desire to see it a second time, which says a lot about how I felt about it the first time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's things I really enjoy, but I just, it's forgettable to me.
Yeah, no, I get that. Actually, Solo was going to be my second least favorite.
Okay.
I have only seen it twice. And it's like when I saw it the first time in theaters, I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then did not think about it again for it. I kept on seeing it turn up in my Netflix. And I'm like, oh, Solo's there. I'll watch it eventually. And then I didn't watch it until right before Rise of Skywalker came out. And I was watching all of the new movies. So I watched all of them. I watched Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rogue One, was super excited to watch all of those. And then I'm like, oh, well, I guess I gotta watch Solo. And I liked it. But kind of as soon as I watched it, I'm like, and that's done.
Moving on now.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, the only thing I really like in it is I like Enfys Nest.
Yeah, Enfys Nest is great. Yeah. Chewie's great, too.
Well, Chewie is always great, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, out of things that are, like, unique to... And L3. I like L3.
Yeah, L3's fun. Lando's fun. Like I said, it's not a bad movie.
No, it's not. It's just not anything that gets me excited about Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to read fanfic about it.
Yeah.
I know that's a terrible way to judge a movie, but that's sometimes how I judge them. Do I want more of these characters in this time period?
Strangely enough, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I figured you would. All right, so my second least favorite today, I think, is Attack of the Clones, which I also really like normally, but I love all the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that I just kind of go, okay, it exists to tie things together.
Yeah.
It's got great moments, but it doesn't stand by itself real well. And that's it. It's another one that I just kind of go, yeah, I guess I'll kind of watch it since I'm watching through everything. But that's it. That's nothing more than that.
Attack of the Clones is very low on my list. Not quite as low as yours. I think I push it a little bit higher solely because of the thirst.
That's fair. Like I said, it's got some really nice redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't even need to say which ones those are because we all know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's kind of all I got on that one. It's pretty, but it's not one that I feel the need to constantly watch.
I actually think probably the biggest redeeming factor of Attack of the Clones is that it eventually gave us the Clone Wars.
Yes, well, I'll forgive the prequels. I've said it before. I'll forgive the prequels everything because it gave us the Clone Wars.
Yeah, so for me, my third least favorite would be The Phantom Menace. And that is, like, again, changes by the day. Some days it might be Attack of the Clones, but for me today, I'm just kind of feeling like, yeah, there's just so much goofy stuff in it. It's like, I know what George was going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a noble effort, but
it didn't quite work.
It just missed the mark on it. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I thought about putting Phantom Menace on my bottom three, but I love Qui-Gon so much that I couldn't do it.
Yeah, see, depending on which day it is, whether or not I'm thirsty for Liam Neeson or Ewan McGregor is whether or not Attack of the Clones with Phantom Menace.
Yeah, basically, yes. Gosh, we are shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so my third bottom one, I think, is, oh gosh, see now what's going to come out of my mouth when I say, I think it's got to be Return of the Jedi.
Really?
And only because I really love everything else more, I think. Okay, no. Yeah, this changes regularly. Because I love Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
I love Phantom Menace. Return of the Jedi is fun. Mm-hmm. I think, if I remember right, it's the first Star Wars movie I ever saw. But it just, it never quite had the same spark that the rest of them did to me.
I get that.
So... And that's all it is. I love the Ewoks. I love the Ewoks. So it's not even that it's a childish one.
Yeah.
It didn't spark the way everything else did.
Yeah, see, Return of the Jedi is rather high for me, but it's mostly based off nostalgia because that is the one I remember watching when I was a kid. Like, the same way a lot of people will remember watching A New Hope when they were a little kid, that's how I feel about Return of the Jedi. It's probably because we had a better VHS copy of Return of the Jedi than we did of A New Hope. That's the one that I have very vivid memories of watching when I was a kid. So it's very much like, oh, remember when you were that innocent?
Yeah. No, I get that. I really do. All right. So we at our top three?
We are at our tops now.
All right. So let's start with third so that we can work our way up to favorite. Now, see, I know my top two. It's the third that's hard.
I think I know what my third is, and I'm going to say it, and then you're going to be, that's my number one. My third is Rogue One.
Okay. It's my top two alternate, so Rogue One is one of my top two.
See, I know you, so.
Yeah, I know you do.
I knew it was on there. Rogue One was a revelation for me, because it was the first Star Wars movie that was different than the others. We got basically different characters. Like, we had like a few appearances from people that we knew, but they were not the central focuses. And it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when I first heard about it, I'm like, seriously, we're gonna do this one? But when I actually saw it, I'm like, I love all of these characters. This movie made me care about them within the span of like 2 hours and made me actually really sad that they're all, spoiler alert, they all die. And the fact that they actually went there with that.
Yes. And I also think a lot of what worked with Rogue One was when it came out, because that was December of 2016.
Right.
And yeah. Not to, you know, I don't want to bring politics into this. But you can't ignore the fact that the world was very volatile and unhappy. And so, at least for me, it was a movie that came out when I needed it without knowing that I needed it. So, yeah. It was a very, very... I will talk more about it when I actually get to my number one.
So, have you come up with your third yet?
Yes. My third is The Last Jedi.
Okay.
I love weird force shit. I love that Last Jedi went places that the Force had never gone before. I don't think it's a perfect movie in the slightest, but I love the chances it took and the potential that it gave us.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that Rise of Skywalker didn't live up to that potential is not The Last Jedi's fault.
Yeah, I get that.
It's the things that they try were spectacular. Yeah, and that's kind of it there.
We're going to have the same top three just in a different order, aren't we?
Possibly. Go ahead, what's your two?
My two is Empire Strikes Back.
No, we are not going to have our same
we're
top
not?
Three.
We're not? Oh, really?
Nope.
Yeah, Empire, I mean, like, it is, I know a lot of people have it at number one, these. I have it at number two for the same reason a lot of people have it at number one. It is such a emotionally, I don't even know the words for it, but it is so well done. The introduction of Yoda, like, he's such a great character. Mm-hmm. Han and Leia's romance is just iconic. There's just so much stuff in that movie. I'm having trouble talking about it, because it's like all of the reasons why people think it's great is the reasons why I think it's great.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I will put forward a controversial opinion, which I have mentioned before. The special edition of The Empire Strikes Back is actually really good.
Yeah, it is.
Because it is the one that got, I think, the least amount of tinkering with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the tinkering that is there actually does improve the movie, because you actually get to see Cloud City. I am mentioning this because, obviously, I don't know what to say in terms of me really liking The Empire Strikes Back, other than the fact that y'all know why I love The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, same reason everyone else does.
Yeah.
All right, so my two, like I said, my two and my one alternate. So since I've already apparently decided Rogue One is my one, A New Hope is my two.
Okay, that was going to be the other one I was going to guess.
Yeah. And really the reason those two alternate depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Because one is dark and depressing and one is light and hopeful. So it really does just depend on the day. A New Hope is perfect. And I say that about very few movies.
Yeah.
Every single moment of it is absolutely flawless. From R2 and 3PO right up until Yavin, and like, you don't have words for Empire. I don't have words for New Hope. It's just, when I watched it for the first time as, I guess, a teenager, maybe? I mean, I'd seen it as a kid, but then you don't see things again and your memories change. I kind of remember going, this is really slow. And then all of a sudden it was 2 hours later and it wasn't slow. And that's what it was. It just, you're sucked in so completely from the beginning. Even, it is a slow movie.
Yeah.
You know, I can look at it now and go, yeah, it really kind of drags in places sometimes, but it doesn't. While you're watching it, it is, you're so in the moment with the characters. And so many movies are dark and depressing now. And it's so nice to have one that ends with everyone happy.
That ending scene is so great.
And the good guys winning without any but at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the good guys win.
Tell the truth. It's because that movie has the most X-Wings in it, isn't it?
Yes. But but that is honestly secondary to why I love it. It's added bonus.
Yeah, you know I won't turn down a chance to be a smartass.
Not at all.
Okay, so my number one will come as no shock to anybody. My number one is The Last Jedi.
Really?
Yes.
I never would have guessed.
I know, right? And it's for a lot of the same reasons why you have it as number three. I love weird force shit. Having dabbled in the Reylo community before The Last Jedi, with all of these people predicting the force bond, and then having that actually be a thing, that was just like, oh my god. And what they did with it was so interesting, to actually have it further these characters. I loved that. I loved Holdo as a character. I think Laura Dern is a fabulous actress, and I liked seeing this, you know, purple-haired woman come in and basically just slapping Poe down.
Yeah.
What Rian Johnson did, defying the expectations. Like, I'm not saying what he did was perfect. I think that there was a lot of problems with tone at times. But what he did right so hard to make me ignore the flaws of it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It is the one that I will put on if I just want to watch a Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah, which is why that one is the number one on my list. Because if I would like, it's like, go see a Star Wars. I'm going to watch The Last Jedi. Empire does slip in there sometimes. And yes, if you catch me on a different day, I might have them reversed. But it seems like since The Last Jedi came out, that one is most frequently at the top of my list. So
that's okay. And my number one is Rogue One. Today, for a lot of the same reasons that you were talking about earlier, that it made me fall in love with the characters that we didn't know, and they were all new characters. But also, and randomly, it has my favorite soundtrack in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, okay.
It's the I don't remember the name of the track, but it's the one contrasting where the Hammerhead Corvette is bashing into the other ships and destroying the gate. And it's this beautiful, like, operatic music over top of a battle.
Huh.
And
okay.
it's so gorgeous. And I feel like a terrible fan going, I like Michael Giacchino's soundtrack more than John Williams. But it's just that one track.
There is no problem saying that.
Oh my gosh. Goosebumps everywhere, every single time. And it's just very, very few movies do that, Star Wars or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I also love it, though, because the movie, not the track, because it is not a movie about romance.
Yeah.
I love that they almost went there and then didn't.
I feel like with Cassian and Jin, which is who most people think of, if you want to see it, you can, but if you don't, you don't have to.
And it's not explicit either way.
Yeah.
It just, yeah. And I like that there could be characters that were friends. Also, found family is a favorite thing of mine. And there's kind of nothing more found family than this big random group of people going, hey, we're going to save the universe and then all die together.
Yes.
So yeah,
definitely.
I mean, you know, the rest of Star Wars is found family, too. But it just somehow feels more intense in Rogue One.
Yeah, Chirrut is also one of my favorite characters.
Chirrut's the best. Chirrut is amazing, and I love him. And K2 is my favorite droid some days. Some days. Yeah, it's just what they managed to accomplish in a single movie is unreal. I feel like I've known these characters my entire life.
Yeah.
And we met them and lost them in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I think one thing I would like from Star Wars going forward, should they do more stuff set in the post-Imperial world, which undoubtedly they will, because obviously they're going to be focusing on the High Republic, but they're going to have to do some stuff that's set between the original trilogy and the sequels. But I would like some more acknowledgement of what the Rogue One team did. I mean, obviously, Rogue Squadron was named after them, but I might like to see Jyn Erso and Cassian Andor, like, name-checked as, you know...
Heroes of the Rebellion?
Yeah.
Yeah, recognized. Yeah, no, fully agree. Fully. Oh, the other thing I love about it that makes it perfect, you actually get to see Darth Vader being scary.
Oh my gosh, that scene with Darth Vader, like that, like, I mean, it totally reframes the scene in A New Hope, where it's like, oh, Vader's just playing with Obi-Wan, because, whoa, that fight scene, oh.
Yes, we don't just hear about him being scary, we actually get to see it.
Yeah, like, I don't think anybody saw that coming, like, that is, like, peak Vader.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, oh man, that's my favorite. You're making me want to go watch Rogue One again.
I have rewatched it recently. And I mean in the past week. Yeah.
That was actually the first Star Wars my niece saw. She was 2 days old.
Wow.
It was so funny because, like, my brother took her home from the hospital and I was like, so have you shown her Star Wars yet? And he's like, well, actually, I'm watching Rogue One right now.
Very nice. I approve of that very much.
Anyways, so that was us talking about some of our favorite Star Wars movies and why or why not. And I don't know. I had fun doing this because I just like talking about Star Wars, even if it's just an arbitrary ranking of the movies. Because my God, is this ranking arbitrary? Because it will change tomorrow.
Right, exactly. I mean, neither of us put the holiday special anywhere in there. Or the Clone Wars movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how accurate could a list like that be?
Maybe what we should do next time we do something like this is we should rank all of the ancillary movies. So we'd have to rank stuff like the Ewok movies, the Clone Wars movie, the holiday special.
Yeah, we could do that. Not anytime soon. Someday.
We'll make that one a Patreon.
Let us know if that's the kind of thing you want us to talk about.
Yes, please do. You can contact us on Twitter at SW Trash Podcast, or you can contact me personally at MC Frotus.
I am on Twitter as Murnell.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Tumblr at Trash Compactor Podcast. And please, if you would like to get some more episodes from us, support us on Patreon. We have an exclusive episode right now talking about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and we'll be coming out with another exclusive episode soon. You can find us on Patreon at Trash Compactor Podcast. And there's lots of fun stuff there. If we get to our first goal, we'll be starting a Star Wars book club where you will get to vote on what book we read, and then we'll discuss it in an episode. So until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.